Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, but I was just... That seems to be a phrase you never seem to grow out of. When little Billy was caught pushing over Joey on the playground, Billy immediately says, "But I was just..." And the words to follow were typically a story of everything that led up to the pushing. It somehow wasn't Billy's fault, but another kid's fault. Middle school comes, and the seventh grader is caught texting and checking Facebook in class. Their excuse is, "But I was just..." This happens to adults as well. You get pulled over for speeding, crossing the median, using your cell phone, or just forgetting to buckle your seatbelt. When we use the phrase, "But I was just," we try to make whatever it was that we did seem smaller than it actually was. You may have totaled your car when you were a teenager, but when you were on the phone with your parents, it was just a tiny scratch that happened. We look back to our parents, Adam and Eve, who sinned in the garden. When God asked Adam what he did, the excuse was, "But I was just..." And then Adam finds an excuse after fumbling over his words and says, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." When God asked Eve why she ate the fruit, she responded by saying, "But I was just..." And like her husband, she also trips over her words until she finally says, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." As our first parents use these words in the garden, we share in the words, "But I was just..." We've found other phrases to use as well. Our line switches from "But I was just" as a way to escape the punishment to "Look at what I did" to make us feel better. "Look at this great thing that I did. Look at my perfect church attendance. Look at how I helped out with that community event. Look at all the ways that I am great. Look at what I did." It's funny how when we're caught doing something that we shouldn't, we want to shed the responsibility of our actions. We want to make it smaller than it actually is. But when we do something good, we want to make sure other people take notice, don't we? True, we may not be arrogant about what we do, but we may not run to our nearest neighbor and show them, but deep down we may think to ourselves, "If only someone saw that good thing that I just did." It's like the typical fishing story. The fish was this big. And then the next time you tell the story, the fish was somehow this big. And then after repeating the story over and over again, somehow the fish somehow is this big instead of only being this big. We are experts at making the failures of our lives seem smaller than they actually are. And the things we consider good deeds, well, we make them bigger than they actually deserve. Our reading from Romans today says, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." When a parent hears the excuse of, "But I was just..." The parent typically says, "I don't want to hear it, not another word." That is the way that God is with us as well. As our reading said, every mouth will be stopped. This not only goes for the bad things that we do that we try to make smaller and hide from God, but also the things that we boast about. When we say, look at what I did. Instead, we are asked to listen, not speak. God says something a little differently when he tells us, but I was just. But I was righteous. But I was fair. He executed the justice that our sins, every single sin that we do, deserved. As a judge makes a good ruling in court, God was just. He justly put the punishment that was supposed to be on you and on me, on someone. He put this punishment on someone else. He put this punishment on his only son, Jesus Christ. When we point to the good things that we ourselves do, God says, look at what I did, and he points us to the cross. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. We aren't saved by making our sins any smaller than they actually are. Likewise, we are not saved by the good things that we do for one another, the things that we make bigger than they deserve. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Christ appeased the punishment that God the Father required. He appeased this with his own precious blood, and he appeased it with his own suffering and death. The justice that God executed upon Christ was not only for some sins, but for all sins. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. When God says, but I was just, he is showing us yet again that God is the just one. He has the authority to do whatever he wants. We are declared righteous. We are declared justified because of what Christ has done. That was the central point to the Lutheran Reformation 499 years ago. And it is that central point that we celebrate again today. What Martin Luther wanted to make known again to those in his care about God. Not what we do for God, but what God has done for each and every one of us. God points to the cross and says, look at what I did for you, because I love you. Your sins deserve punishment, and my only son bore the weight of your sins so that you could be with me. He went to the cross for your sins and died for you, and then he rose on the third day for you. But I was just. Look at what I did for you. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.